The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, we have the All-Ireland Hurling Final between Cork and Tip this weekend, and we know some famous Cork names, Roy Keane, Dennis Irwin, and now Caoimhín Kelleher, plying their trades elsewhere. But what about the Tip man who may have been involved in the founding of one of the most famous football clubs in the world?
Yeah, Paddy McCarthy. So he was born in 1871 in Cashel, County Tipperary. We're not 100% sure about his background or his parents. There's not too much detail on that. He doesn't really go into that in his later life. But he emigrates aged 29 to Buenos Aires, leaving from Southampton Port, along with 40,000 to 45,000 Irish emigrants between it. In the middle of the 19th century, Argentina was a very popular destination. He was a keen sportsman and began teaching English and athletics at the Commerce School, run by a Clare-born man, James Fitzsimons. And boxing was his first pursuit. So he began coaching amateur boxers at the Boxing Club of Buenos Aires, coached a few professional boxers too, even though professional boxing was banned in the country at the time and the Boxing Federation of Argentina was only established in 1920. He then took part in the first professional boxing match in Argentina in 1903, in October of that year, against Abelardo Robasio of Italy. One of those match to finish is a classic old boxing match where there were no fixed
numbers. Left standing wins.
Yeah. Whoever's on the floor loses, basically. And this is how illegal it was, Pat. Francisco Beasley, who was the Buenos Aires chief of police, was the timekeeper of the fight. So, yeah, they were very stringent on it at the time. And McCarthy wins by knockout in the fourth round, but ends up giving it up to tend to family matters.
Okay, now, when did he start teaching football?
So he's appointed member of the Sports Municipal Committee in Buenos Aires and begins teaching football at the Lobos Athletic Club, founded by Irish immigrants back early in the 19th century. Football and boxing were the preserve of the Argentine upper classes at the time, together with rugby and cricket. They were played mostly by English sailors. And at the beginning of those clubs being formed, they wouldn't permit natives or Creoles as members. It was McCarthy who's partially responsible for bringing football to children across the class spectrum in Argentina. And he then joins Club Atletico Estudiantes, both as a coach and a player. And he played in the Central Athletic Club, a small institution in the port of Buenos Aires. The story goes that while he was working at the Gimnasia e Esgrima of Buenos Aires, five of McCarthy's students, all of Italian heritage, approached him about forming a new club in the La Boca neighbourhood of the city, asking if he would become their coach. He agreed, and Boca Juniors played their first game in April of 1905, where they won 4-0.
My goodness, where does the name Boca, that's the area, but Junior?
Junior, because of the, I think it's because of the students at the time. So a lot of the clubs are named either Argentino or Junior when they're emerging to distinguish themselves from the English side.
There's a story that Boca Junior's colours come from the Tip colours. Not true.
I don't think so. So Tipperary did not apparently adopt these colours officially until the mid-1920s. Back in those days, Tip would wear the county colours of the county champions. So I think the team in 1925 that had won wore blue and yellow, and it stuck. And also, there's a more readily accepted theory that the colours came from a Swedish flag on a ship that was docked in Buenos Aires around 1907 when the colours were adopted. So unfortunately not true.
So this man, Paddy McCarthy, was one of the founders, effectively, of Boca Juniors. But I looked up Wikipedia. He's mentioned as a coach, but not as a founder. I wonder why.
No, and it's not on the Boca Juniors website for whatever reason. So it's the Society of Irish Latin American Studies from which we get a lot of this information. And it's a really great resource in looking at the Irish-Argentine relationships at the time and the community in Argentina. McCarthy actually served as a referee in the Argentinian leagues for 18 years. And multiple accounts suggest that he officiated the first ever meeting of bitter crosstown rivals Boca and River Plate in 1913. That's known as the Super Clásico.
So he's the first ref of the Super Clásico.
Yeah, a man from Cashel. Who would have thought it?
Now, he became sort of a man about town. People knew him. He was a character and everyone wanted to get the photograph taken with him.
Yeah, the Duke of Kent among them, Gene Tunney, former US President Theodore Roosevelt. He apparently gets a jacket as a gift, a Yale jacket from Roosevelt. And if you look up Paddy McCarthy Boca online, you'll see him in this jacket with a Y embossed on it. That's where that comes from. And Argentinian sports magazine El Gráfico ran a series in the 40s titled Unforgettable Figures, explaining that while McCarthy was from Ireland, he came to possess the soul of a local.
When did he pass on?
1963 at the British Hospital of Buenos Aires, and he's buried in Chicharita Cemetery in an unmarked grave, so we've no idea where he was buried. Much like Patrick O'Connell was for years, the man who was so important to Barcelona in the 1930s. So an unfortunate end and a tragic end, really.
To a man who is so colourful and so important in the founding of Boca Juniors. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.